Hey, Dion, thank you so much for joining me.
Yo, Gary, it's a joy to be with you.
I am so honored. First of all, you've come a long way from Dion and the Belmonts, man. What a career. You got to be thrilled. Here you are, 2025, and you got a brand new book coming out.
Yeah, well, I'm really a grateful guy. I mean, who would think that I'd still be here and songs that I did in the early 60s would still be resonating with people. And like the guys at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame say, you're still relevant and you're still creative. And I say, thank you, and I'll take it. And
One of my favorite albums is when you did that one with your close friends in All Blues with Bonamassa and Samantha Fish. How did that come about?
Gary, I think I wrote 40 of the greatest songs I've ever written in my life the last 5 years. And starting in 2020, I had written these 14 songs, went in and I recorded them with a band. And Joe Bonamassa came over the house and he heard one of the songs. He said, "Dion, I'd love to play on that." And when he played on it, he played something so distinctive and so out of my wheelhouse. I would have never brought a guitar player in to play what he did. He played slide guitar and he did six solos and they all were different, and it amazed me. I thought, what if I ask all my friends to play on my songs, anything they want to, insert into it, anything they want to contribute, not what I'm hearing, but what they're hearing. So I asked Jeff Beck, I asked Mark Knopfler, I asked Peter Frampton, I asked Bruce Springsteen, Paul Simon, I asked anybody I knew, and they all said yes, and we made some great music. So that's why I called it Blues with Friends.
Yeah.
And I also did Stomping Ground. Then I did one with a bunch of women called Girlfriends. And that makes up the 40 songs right there. And I just, the last, I'd say the last 4 years have been the most creative and most fun.
Well, that tells a lot to me about you and your friendships, because for them to just come on board and say yes, they seemingly all jumped on it, and you made magic together. So I think that says an awful lot about you, who you are as a person.
Well, all I know, I was grateful, and I tell you, I was shocked. Like I asked Eric Clapton to play on one thing called "If You Want to Rock and Roll," and he wrote me emails and emails and telling me how he had his musical wake up by listening to my songs, and he was so great. And then when he sent me back the song, I called him. I said, "Eric, you sound like you're 19 years old on this."
That's awesome.
He said, "Dion, I went into the studio and I stood up and I did it for you. I had to stand up," he said. So there you go. I was really so thankful for these guys jumping on board like that. Thanks for
That's
asking.
awesome. So tell me about the book. Are you going to hear stories? Are you doing some tell-alls, or is this more about your philosophy on life?
It's about events that happen in my life and me reflecting on them. And it usually has a twist at the end, something like a life lesson or something that I overcame, like with stories about Eddie Cochran and Dick Clark and Bob Dylan and Paul Simon, Lou Reed. So and you get to hear about my wife of 62 years, the love of my life I knew was 70 years. So it's just it's a different kind of book. It's like just unzipping me from my neck to my belly button and seeing all of it,
Well, I love that. When I was reading a summary of it, your earliest influence is Hank Williams. How does that all translate into your career?
I knew 40 Hank Williams songs by the time I met Buddy Holly and Waylon Jennings, who wasn't really Waylon Jennings at the time, but he was just a bass player. But I mean, he wasn't famous. But I, as a kid, my parents used to argue a lot. My father never had a real job. When I heard Hank Williams on my little transistor, I found the record shop and I became friends with the owner. And he called me every time a new Hank Williams record came in. And I worked hard at, hanging clothes or whatever I had to do to get that dollar and buy that record. And by the time I met these guys at 19, man. I knew the backs. They were amazed because I knew the backsides of every Hank Williams song, you know. He was the guy who just lifted me into a place of enchantment and transcendence and a place of pleasure and delight above the arguments of my parents. All my life, I've been trying to write a song to transmit that feeling that I first got when I was 11 years old to you and to other people.
Well, it seems to me you've done a pretty good job of that. What's next for you? I mean, you got the book coming out. Are you touring in 2025?
I think I'd like to put a little group together and do some of these songs. They're so, to me, they're potent. You know, mix it up with the hits, Run Around Sue, The Wanderer, an overview of some of the evolution and growing into myself here.
I don't know, just to make a suggestion, why don't you pull off a Ringo Starr all-star band? It seems to me you have friends with everybody in the industry. You probably have the concert lineup of the year.
Well, that sounds good. I'll think about that. It sounds good.
But what brought you to doing the blues in the last few years? I mean, I know blues is in rock and roll. That's an early part of it. But you've had, two number one albums on the blues charts?
I did. You know, I do. But right now, you don't hear guitars in records, and you don't hear a true expression of a song. Everything is so mechanical, and it's done differently than walking into a studio and singing a song. And blues is one of the genres right now that there's a full expression. It's just free abandon. The solos are just taken and not studied or written. They're in people's heads. And the expression of the lyrics, it's just such a beautiful expression of music that I love, you know. And it goes back to early America. It's kind of the ground. It comes right out of the ground of this country. But I've always, you know, I heard Hank Williams sing Honky Tonk Blues from the beginning, and I heard Jimmy Reed sing Baby What You Want Me to Do, and I was a Jimmy Reed fan also, and so Hank Williams taught me to communicate, and Jimmy Reed taught me how to groove, you know, so I love the blues.
Dion, thank you so much. I can't wait to finish reading your book. Everybody buy it. It's going to be awesome. And again, you do blues incredible. It's natural to you. So thank you so much for sharing like this today. And I look forward to talking with you again sometime.
Gary, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it, buddy.